Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we're continuing to talk about the fascinating sugya of pigel. As you recall, pigel is at any time of the first four avodais, whether it's the shechita, the kabbalah sadam, the hilacha, or the zrika. And the Mishnah also focuses on a korban mincha, where you have the four corresponding avodais. Corresponding to the shechita, you have the kmitza. Kmitza means that the kohen puts his hand into the accumulated soiles, flour. It doesn't have to be flour. It could also be after it's already been baked or cooked. But that's, we'll get to Maseches Menachos. So he puts his three fingers in and closes the fingers. Whatever's within those fingers is called the kmitza. So that kmitza is connected to shechita. Then he takes that kmitza and he puts it into a kli shoreis, which is corresponding to the mizrak, that is mekabel, the blood. Then you have the hilacha to the mizbeach, and then finally the haktara of the kmitza on top of the mizbeach, which is akin to the zrika sadam that you have by karbanis. So, if in any one of these four avoidois, the koyin has a machsheves pigul, pigul, of course, as we've had many times, means a machshev of chutz lizmanoi. There could also be a machshav of chutzlam koimai, but that's not called pigel with a capital P. It's called pigel with a small p because it's posel v'ein baikaris, where chutzlam mani is pigel v'yesh baikaris. Okay, that's all very, very elementary, and we're familiar with that. What our Mishnah comes and tells us is that in the very same carbon, you can have part of the carbon is going to be pigel v'yesh baikaris, and part of the carbon is going to be, there won't be a din of kares on a person who eats that part of the karban. Really? What part of the karban are you talking about? Oh, so now every time that you have pigel, as well as a karban, as well as a karban mincha, you have to have a matir and a nitar. What's a matir and a nitar? In the classic case of regular zvachim, regular kabanois, the matir is the dam, the zrika sadam, and the nitr is the carbon that has now become permitted as a result of that zrikas hadam. What does it become permitted to? Those karbanos which are eaten, now there's achilas adam, and those karbanos that, for instance, go on the mizbeach, now you can put them on mizbeach, including, of course, in every carbon where you have the aymerin, you need to put those on the mizbeach. The dam is the matir, and the basar that is eaten is the nitar, or the emrin that go on the mizbeach are the nitarim. Similarly, when you're talking about a karban mincha, your normal, regular karban mincha, you have the kmitza, that's the portion that goes on the mizbeach, that's the matir, and the shiarei mincha, which are eaten by the kahanim, that is the nitar. Aha, so what happens, lemushel, at the time that the kohen does his kmitza, meaning he puts his three fingers in, and he has in mind, or according to Bill, and according to the Rashi that we had yesterday, he says out loud, we're going to go and eat from this carbon, in a day from now, in a week from now, or whatever. He's now going to be mefagel the carbon. What happens if instead of eating from the shiore mincha, the person eats from the kmitza itself? The kmitza is three fingers. Let's just give an example. Let's assume that that's two kizesim. Now, when it comes to bringing it up to the top of the mizbeach, the kohen decides to go and split it up. One kizayis he puts on the mizbeach. The other kizayis he takes and he eats it. Oh, I would say, well, since he had a machshava b'shas the kmitza, that he's going to be mefagel the garbin, so now he's eating the kmitza, he's eating pigel, he's eating kares. Says our Mishnah, no, that is not the case. Because the din of pigel and kares applies to and attaches to the nitar and not to the matir, or in other terms, the mispagel and not the mifagel. All of this may sound a little bit strange, so if we learn the Lashon HaMishnah, ve'ele dvarim she'ein chayavin aleihem mishum pigel, when we say ein chayavin aleihem means that if you were to eat from them, you do not have a din of kares. What are we referring to? Ha koimitz, you eat from the koimitz. This koimitz was brought in a terrible, terrible fashion, where the kohen that did the kmitza said, we're going to eat the korban chutz lizmanoi. If and when they taka do eat from the shiore mincha. Yes, unfortunately, it will be pigul v'yesh by karet. However, if the person eats from the kmitza itself, no din of karet. Why do you use the term? Me'ila means any time that you're having hano from a
karet. Right, so he's eating from the kmitza. You shouldn't, I mean...
You're saying since that portion should go on the mizbeach, it should be similar to a murim that you put on the mizbeach, that you are being moil. It could very well be. We'll have to wait till we get Maseches Me'ilah. But here we're focusing on Hilchos Pigel, whether he's over on Pigel and has a din of Karis as a result. We're going to have shortly what happens if a person eats from the dam that was used for the Zrika. Same halacha will apply. There won't be a din of pigel. That doesn't mean there won't be a din of dam. He's eating dam, which also has a din of karis. But he will not have the din of pigel.
Pretty
as we'll
dumb.
See. If that's a pretty dumb thing to do, I agree with you. Anyway, getting back to, let's just take a quick look at the Rashi, because that gives you the background and the framework. If you were to eat of any one of those that are listed in the Mishnah, from the Kemitz and from the Ktoidus and from the Levoina, all these wonderful things, he, even though he shouldn't be doing that, but if he did it, he does not get a din of Koreis Mishum Pigel. Why? Explains Rashi. HaKoimitz. Em Komitz Lechol Shiraim Lamachar. At the time of the Kemitza, the Kohen lifted three fingers full of the Mincha, and whilst he was doing it, he had in mind, or he said, we're going to go and eat the Shiraim Lamachar. Then it's Sabag LaMincha. As a result of that terrible machshava, and we're assuming that there were no other intervening machshavas in the next three avoiders. It was not picture perfect, but pigle perfect. So the shiur mincha, in fact, becomes pigle, the yesh by kares. However, eino oichles ha koimitz by kares. If you eat from the kmitz itself, there is no kares. Now, it doesn't mean that he ate up the entire kmitz, because if he ate up the entire kmitz, then there was no matir for the carbon. Then the shiori mincha never became shiori mincha. You have to have the four avoidas, including the haktoris ha-kmitz, which is just like the zrika sadam. What he means is he's going to eat a portion of that kmitz. Sheito, eino oichles ha koimitz by kares, eino pigel chal el al dover, sheyesh loy matirin acherim. The din of pigel is only chal when you're eating from the nitar and not from the matir. So, in the case of the kmitza that you're putting on the mizbeach, there is no other matir of that kmitza. The kmitza itself is the matir for the rest of the karbon. So, if you eat from the rest of the kum, shiari mincha, we've eaten pigel, din of karis. But if you eat from the matir itself, since it doesn't have other matirim, no din of pigel, no din of karis. Vakoimitz. When you're talking about the kmitza, there's no other kmitza or another something rather than matir. Ki hu a matir, he's a matir as a mincha. V'chein levoinu v'chein kulam.
Isn't the eating of the komets eliminate the shear that you need to be matir the korban? Because you matir a komets, you're not matir a pachos me komets. You took a komets, that's what you should put on the mizbeach.
So if you want, then silently what our Mishnah is telling you is, presumably you'd have to have at least a shear of a kazayis. But if you have the proper shear, you already have the matir, and therefore the shiur and mincha now has become, quote-unquote, mutter to eat, except that they are now, unfortunately, impressed with a shame pigle on them. However, the rest of the kmitza from which you are eating, chulila, no din of pigle, no din of karis. And that's not only the case by the koimitz, the same thing applies to ketoiris, as well as levoina. Ketoiris is just a carbon on its own. It is the matter of itself. There is no other matter of the ketoiris. So once again, it doesn't matter. You know, it does matter whether or not there's a din of karis or not. Shkoyach, he came in right at the right time. Anyway, we are on the final line of Membeis Amidbeis. Membeis Amidbeis is very important because the Dibar Tabum. That's Membeis Shifta Vesecha. Okay, anyway, so if you eat from the Kemitz, if you eat from the Ketoires, if you eat from the Levoina, Levoina is one of the Matirim, as we know, for your standard Korban Mincha. And then if you eat from the Minchas Kehana, Minchas Koin Mashiach. The reason why the Mishnah identifies these particular Menachos, because as we know, these are Kula Kolil on the Mizbeach, and there is no Kemitza that you separate, that you put on the Mizbeach. You take the entire Minchas Kehanim, and the entire Minchas Koin Mashiach. what's the definition of minchas koyhanim? Anytime a koyin is menadev a korban mincha, it's no longer a mincha of a regular Yisrael. Mm-hmm. It's a minchas koyin. And the pasuk says, "V'chol minchas koyin kolol tia." It has to be put totally on the mizbech. So there was no other matir. It itself matters itself. There's no other matir. So if a person would eat from that minchas esachim, minchas koyhanim, what's the din? No pigel, no karis. And same thing with Pinchas Koyin, Minchas Koyin Mashiach. What means Minchas Koyin Mashiach? Every single day the Koyin Gadol had to bring his Chavitim. Chavitim means because it was made in the Machvas, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. If someone were to eat from that Minchas Koyin Mashiach, once again the same halacha applies that he would not get Kores. Why? Because there's no Matir. That entire Minchas Koyin Mashiach is put it on the Mizbeach. Nobody eats from it. Period. If you're wondering,
no matter or no nitar.
Well, it's both the matter and the nitar. In other words, it itself is matter itself. For what purpose? To be put on the mizbeach. It's like kitzav yodir boin keechad. At the same time that you're putting on the mizbeach, it is matter itself for being put on the mizbeach. But there's no other matter besides it. Remember, the Rashi said on the bottom that the important thing is. The pigel only attaches on a dover sheyesh le matirim acherim. So if there was another matir of that minchas koyin mashiach, you'd be right. However, there is no other matir. It itself is its own matir, and therefore it does matter the gabi hilchos kars. Now, for those of you that are wondering, why would the Mishnah use the term minchas koyin mashiach? It sounds almost like the par koyin mashiach. Does this only apply to a Kohen Gadol that is Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha? And the answer is no. How do we know? Because back in Masechtis Hoyrias, as well as in Masechtis Megillah, we have virtually the same Mishnah. Ein Bein, the Kohen HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha and the Kohen Gadol who's Meruba B'Gadim, except for the Par Alba Al Kol HaMitzvahs. That's what we call the Par Koyin Mashiach. So why do we call this Koyin Mashiach? Rashi says on the second line, Chavite Koyin Gadol, which means it applies in the second base of English, even by the Meruva Begadim. And the reason for that is, Zugn the Mefarshim, because here in Parshas Tzav, when it tells us about this Chavitin, it tells us something that not all of us are familiar with. Not only the Koyin Gadol brings it every single day, as long as he is Koyin Gadol, but even every Koyin Hedjoit, on the first day of his inauguration, where he's been inaugurated, and they have the big speech, Mazel Tov Yankel HaKoyin Smith, who just now became a Koyin today, he graduated with full honors from the Koyin Academy.
He became a Koyin Hedyot today.
He became a Koyin Hedyot today.
Had he not been a Kohen, he wouldn't be.
No question about that. Okay, so the Pasuk says, Zeh Kamen Aharon Levonav, B'yom Himoshech Oisai, on the day of their initial coronation, inauguration, they have to bring this korban asir, za'ifa, sodas mincha, etc. And then the pasuk continues on. Va'koyin ha-mashiach tachta mibonav. Now we're talking about the koyin gadol yasa oisa. He has to bring it every day. Kol Hashem kolil toktor. So therefore, this minchas koyin mashiach is a broader, not only referring to the chavita koyin gadol, but also referring to the Kohen Hedjit, just that the Kohen Gadol does it every single day. Well, the Kohen Hedjit only does it once in his life, unless he is afterwards exalted and appointed to be the Kohen Gadol.
Why don't we say that's part of the expression Minchas Kohanim? Because if a Kohen is Menadev, this is an obligatory Mincha of a Kohen Hedjit.
Okay, good.
So why?
Pasuk Tetzvav, it says, a Kohen HaMashiach Tachim Yibonav, Yasa Oysa, Kodil Toktar. Next Pasuk. So you have two separate psukim. One talking about the koyin mashiach's korban, the chavitin. One talking about any minchas koyin. We could theoretically include a minchas koyin, but since the Torah breaks it up into two separate psukim, so the Mishnah also breaks it up into two separate halachas. And then the Mishnah continues.
No, I'm saying is you explain the minchas koyin as being the nedav of a koyin hedjot.
Pasuk tesvav and pasuk tezayin. What does pasuk tesvav say? at the top of the Amud Pasuk as well.
Kohen Mashiach Tachto Mibanav Yasa So Chok Olam LaHashem Kol Taktir.
That's number one. Now next Pasuk.
V'chol Milchas Kohen Kol Tia Lo Seyachal.
Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that it Kol Tia in the second Pasuk and in the first Pasuk, by definition, every single Kohen Mashiach's carbon is also part of a Kohen's carbon? So you see, the Torah tells us the din of Kol Tia on each one separately. So our Mishnah just repeats the same thing as it finds in the Torah. So that's Minchas Kehan, Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Since there is no other matir, that's why if you were to go and eat from it, you do not get pigle, you don't get karis. You don't get a karis mishum pigle. Same thing applies to the halacha of dam. That if a person did the Kohen did the Zrikas Adam, and he drank a little bit from that dam, what happens to him? Yes, he has the dam problem. Yes, the Koriz Bisham dam, no problem. But now the question is, since that dam was matter, the rest of the Karman, if he had in mind a Machshava Chutzlis Manoi, when he eats from that dam, does he also have a problem, Mishum Pigol, and get Koriz? The answer is no, because since the dam doesn't have a matir acher, it itself is the matir, therefore no din of karis. Of course, you can't get karis twice, but if a person were to go and eat from that dam, bishogeg, thinking that it happens to be Kool-Aid and not that it is dam, and only afterwards you find that, oi, do you know what you ate? You ate dam. Oi.
What a dumb thing to do.
And even worse than that, this dam was part of a pigle package. Because this dam, the Kohen had in mind already at the time of the Shechita, or the time of the Kabbalah, that this carbon is not for me. That this carbon is, thank you very much, that this carbon is going to be a carbon, we're going to eat it chutzlis manoi, so therefore the whole thing becomes pigle. So I might have thought he'd have to bring two separate chatois, one als dam and one als the din of pigle, kamash malon. There's no pigle which attaches to it, even though pigle attaches to the rest of the carbon, but not to the dam, because the dam doesn't have another matir. And now we go on to v'nesachim haboim b'fnei atzman. Divrei Meir. What is nesachim haboim b'fnei atzman? Every carbon oila and every carbon shlomim that was brought in the Beis Hamikdash, two karbonis chatas, that's a chatas of a nozer and a chatas of mitzoyim. Besides the carbon itself, you had to bring something which is known as the minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim, the Gemara uses as a convenient term, based on u'minchosam v'niskehem kimdubar, shloish yisrael laporj, yisrael laoil, yisrael lakeves, etc. And the same thing applies to yain, chatzia hin yeh lapar, shlish yisrael laoil, or v'yisrael lakeves yoyim. So it's a combination of the korban mincha and nesachim. We don't focus on the nesachim, which are niske yain, and during Sukkot's time, niske mayim. We're only referring to the mincha. The Mishnah just called it nesachim, but it's really referring to the mincha portion of the minchas nesachim. So what's the din by minchas nesachim? So if a person is bringing a carbon oil or a carbon shlam to the base of Mikdash, in addition to that, there's, if you will, like an additional tax, if you will. And that tax is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you have to bring also minchas nesachim. So what is that carbon mincha? It's also kolul tia, you put it on the mizbeach, and it's burned like a carbon oil. So now, why is there discussion in our Mishnah? Because the Pasuk says, u'minchosam eskem kim dubar, and elsewhere the Gemara darshins, minchosam eskem afilu l'mochar, and one man the yomer said afilu ad asore yomim, even 10 days later. So you can bring a carbon oiler today, Monday morning. Oi, I forgot to go and bring my carbon mincha. Do I have to run now to the store and go and get flour or go and get wheat and grind into flour? No. You got 10 days. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So now, if I brought my carbon mincha together with the oiler or shlamim, that's great. What happens if I did not? I brought it a few days later. Says Rameir, the nesachim aboy mifnei atzman. If you didn't bring it on the spot, you brought it a day later, 2 days later, 10 days later. Since you bring it on its own, it's its own matir. There is no other matir for the carbon. So if somebody were to eat from that carbon mincha, he does not get a din of kares. Similar to all the others that we said, if there's no other matter, you don't get the mekaris divrei Meir. However, what happens if you brought that mincha together with the oila on Monday morning, or with the shlam on Monday morning? You didn't let it wait till tomorrow or a week later. So then
the bringing of the korban, the shechting of the oila or of the shlamim, and afterwards the zrika sadam, those are the matirim for the korban mincha. Oh, since that, therefore that korban mincha would have a separate matir. What is that separate matir? The korban that he's bringing it together with. So then there would be a din of pickle. So that's why Remeir says you have to distinguish whether you're bringing the sachem together with another korban at the same time, or if you're bringing it separately, even though we know that the reason why he's bringing it is because of the oil that he brought a day earlier, a week earlier, it makes no difference. Since he's bringing it b'fnei atzman, there's no separate matir, therefore there's no din of pigel and koris related to that minchas esachim. One second, please. The chacham oimrim, afa boinim abeheima, said the chacham, since you agree with me that were you to bring it a day later, a week later, there is no separate matir, and therefore there is no din of pigel and koris, even if you brought it contemporaneously together with the oila this morning, as I'm bringing the korban oila, I say, I have in mind not only for the oila, but also the minchas esachim. You can have in mind whatever you want, but chum say, it is an independent accessory korban to the main korban. You take bring an oil and you bring an ashlam. But in addition to that, you bring a second korban. That second korban has nothing to do with the heter quality of the first korban, according to Chum. And so therefore, even if you bring it on the same morning, 5 minutes later, a minute later, you don't say that the zevach is matirit. It does not have its own separate matirim, and therefore you can go and eat it without, not that you're allowed to eat it, but there is no din of karis if you were to eat it. Question.
The minchas nesachim doesn't require a kemitza. It's all burnt?
All burnt, no kemitza.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the same discussion that we just had now between Rameh and the Chacham also applied to the loik shemin shel mitzoyer. A mitzoyer is now undergoing his purification process, and he has to bring three karbonis. One of the karbonis he has to bring is a karbon osham. And the Torah says, in addition, that osham, you have to bring a loik echad shel shaman. You have to bring a loik shaman. Okay, what do you do with that loik shaman? So it says in the Torah that the kohen goes and takes the loik shaman, he pours it on his, from his right hand onto his left hand, and from his left hand he goes and puts his finger in, he puts it on the oizen hametzoyra, then he puts it on the boyin yad, and on the boyin regel, and whatever is left in the kaf hakoyin, he now pours onto the head of the metzoyra. So that's the din of the loik shamish hametzoyra. So now what happens with that? The remaining, the shiore haloik, meaning that part that is still in the kli, that was not poured into the hand of the kohen, that noiser haloig is drunk or eaten by the kohanim. That's part of their matnas kohuna. Okay, so now what happens if the kohen bishas the bringing of the... Okay, so before we continue on, this loik shemesh u'metzoyra is similar to the concept of the minchas nesachim, that here too the halacha is, while it's desirable to bring it contemporaneously with the carbon asham, and in fact the Torah says that you're supposed to go and put the dabbing of the shemen on the behinois and on the oizen al mekoyim dam ha'asham. In other words, first you put from the dam ha'asham on the oizen and on the behinois, and then after that, on that same mokum, you go and put the loig shemen. But if you did it a day later, 5 days later, it's also good, even though by now that Dam Oshem has dried up, and presumably if he's gone to the mikveh or taken a bath, it has faded away. It's the mekoyim. It doesn't have to be that the shemen go on the dam itself. It has to go on the mekoyim dam Oshem. Ah, so now we have the identical machlokes we have between Remeir and the Chum. Just like Remeir said, ben nesachim, haboyim b'fnei atzman, if you were to bring it together with the original carbon, said Remeir, so then the bringing of the korban is the matir from the minchas nesachim. And were you to eat from them in the minchas nesachim, says Remeir, then you'd have a din of kores. However, if you bring it 3 days later, they're boim b'fnei atzman, there are no separate matirim. There's no separate matir for the loik shemen. If you were to eat from that loik shemen, no din of pigel, no din of kores. However, the chachamim, just like they said, the gabbai minchas nesachim, even if it's brought on the spot together with the behema, I don't say that the shechita of the behema, the zrikas adam of the behema, is the matir for the minchas nesachim. Same thing is, I don't say that the korban oshem that you now shechted or that you did the zrikas adam, etc., is the matir for the loik shemen. So therefore, there is no din of pigel attaching to the loik shemen, and therefore there's no din of karis. So just going through the lashon of Mishnah, loik shemen shel metzayra, Reb Shimon Omer, ein chayoven ola mishum pigel. There is no din of pigel, just like the Toisis on the bottom says, Reb Shimon hainu chacham, just like the Chum said, afa boin imam behema, that when you bring the minchas sachem together with the original oilo shlomim, there is no din of kores attaching to the minchas sachem. Says Reb Shimon the same thing over here. There is no din of pigel attaching to the loik shemen, even though you're bringing it at the same time on the same day together with the carbon ashem. If you bring it together with the asham, then whilst you're shechting and whilst you're doing zrikas sadam, not only is it matir, the basar of the asham for the kahanim to eat, and the emerin of this asham to put on the mizbeach, it is also matir the loik shemen shel mitzayra, so that subsequently when the kahanim eat from it, it had a heter from mokim acher. What was that mokim acher? It was the dam ha'asham that was matir it. So now if I were to eat from that loik shemesh l'metzayra, and it turns out that the kohen was mefagel the asham b'shas, the shechita of the asham b'shas, the zrik of the asham, and he said chutz l'zmanai, then the loik shemen will also have a din of pigel on it, and if you were to eat from it, would there be a din of karis?
According to the shemen, what's the matir for the chamin? What's the matir for the shemen?
According to
the
shemen.
Yeah, according to the Chachamim.
There is no separate matir. The fact that it's mutter is because the Torah tells you when you bring a loik echad shel shemen and you do all the applications to the behinois and to the ear and to you put the noiser shemen from the kaf on his head, those are the avoiders that you do. Nothing, you don't put anything on the mizbeach, you're not makter anything, you don't shech the loik echad shemen, there's no kmitza. The fact that you did all the ceremony, so to speak, that permits another Kahanim to go and eat from it.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, continuing on the Mishnah. Until now, so we basically had now a full list of those, if you want, which are exceptions to the rule that, although normally in a case of a machshava of shaloi, of chutz l'zmanai, it causes the karmen to become pigel, and there's a din of kares, but all of these, because there was no matir acher, or matir acherim, no din of kares. But now we go to the more general rule. V'chol sheyesh l'matirin, Bein li odem, bein li mizbeach, chayavan alav mishum pigel. But in your normal case, where you do have a matir and a nitar, whether the matir is to permit people to go and eat from the carbon, like your normal regular carbon, other than an oila, that now either the balim can eat or the kahanim can eat, so you have matir. Or bein li mizbeach, even by an oila, you have the emrin that you put on the mizbeach. Oh, so there are matirim and nitarim. Oh, if you now eat from the nitar, chayoven ala mishum pigel. L'choyre, this should be the introduction to the Mishnah. We should first go and tell us the normal case, and then tell us, if you will, the cases which are not your regular standard cases. But that's not such a big kasha, because often we find in Chazal that they say that Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to tell us the novel chiddush up front, presumably, number one, to be able to proudly say, Rabbeisa, we have a chiddush b'besmedrish hayoyim, and also to make people start thinking, can you imagine? It's matir the rest of the karmen, and the rest of the karmen is going to go and now be pigel. But it itself does not become pigel and no din of karis. That's so ironic. It's counterintuitive. It can go and cause others to become pigel and karis, but it itself remains no karis, no. So that's the ratio of the Mishnah. But now we're talking about the standard case. And the Mishnah gives us now several examples, which are all pretty straightforward, but to illustrate what we just said now. So for instance, you bring a korban oila, doma matir es psor la mizbeach, the dam is matir, the bosser, to put on the mizbeach. Remember, oil is not eaten. It's kula kol on the mizbeach. So it is the matir to put it on the mizbeach. It also is the matir of oil kahanim. The oilers, you don't throw them out. They don't belong to Bede Kabayis. You give them to the kahanim. This is all part of the matir and the nitar. Interesting that the Gemara refers to that as a nitar, because normally we think of pigol only relating to achilas odom or achilas mizbeach. Oir is neither achilas odom or achilas mizbeach. So that's also ashtikal chiddush in the Mishnah to say that the zrikas adam is matir the oir lakehan. I guess if somebody were to eat from the oir lakehanim, a person has to be slightly deranged. But if he would do that, So if this were edible, if it's very thin oyer, then presumably you would have a din of pigel v'yesh bekaris. However, if it's your normal leather, very very thick hide, so presumably it's considered inedible, presumably there would not be a din of pigel and karis simply because it's not an ochel. But we talked about that earlier.
Let's get to Ariel's point that the Adam, the matir of the Ola, mm-hmm. takes the or from Me'ila.
Mm-hmm.
It removes it from the Isra Me'ila, because until then it's Kachay Kachim, you can't have any benefit from
very
it.
Very good, very good, but still not a Chilas Adam.
No, it's not there. But it is a matir.
Sure, it's not good. Fine. So note once again, here the Doma is matir, the Basar, and the Oira, and therefore the Basar would have a din of Pigo V'yesh Bekaris, but not the Dam. Because that was the top line, that the Dam is itself its own matir. There's no matir acher, so the dam would not have a din of pigel v'yesh bekaris, but the basar would have a din of pigel v'yesh bekaris. And oilas oif, doma matir es psar la mizbeach. Oilas oif, just like oilas behema, goes totally on the mizbeach. So the dam that you do by snapping your fingers and having a drop of dam go on the wall of the mizbeach, where would that go? Lamala lamata. Oilas oif lamala, ayin. Exactly. So that's matir, the basar, the mizbeach. So again, the oilas oif, the blood itself, would not have a matir acher, but that basar that goes on the mizbeach, it does have the matir of the dam. So if somebody eats from that, basar, pigel. Same thing, chatzas oif. Doma matir, psara lako yihanim. Chatzas oif is eaten by the kanim, it doesn't go on the mizbeach, and the dam is matir. Parim and esrafim, one of our favorite topics. Parim and esrafim, of course, are two out of three you can bring throughout the year. If you have par kohen mashiach, par dov shel tzibur, par of kohen gadol is that third one that you bring on Yom Kippur together with sirman esrafim. The typical sor is the one that you bring on Yom Kippur. If you can have a sor also related to avoda zara, so what happens? All of those you do the avoda lifnim inside the heichal on Yom Kippur, even inside the kodesh kedoshim. So what happens now? In each one of these cases, you have to do a zrika sadam or hazoa sadam. So dom and matir samirei the karav. When you do the hadzoa sadam lefnai velefnim on top of the paroiches, all that is the matir of these emurim likarav. Since you don't eat from any of those, all of those by definition they're nisrafim. Nisrafim means that you take the basar of the animal and you burn it now michutz lamachan a beis hadeshen. But the emurim you leave in the beis hamikdash and you put on the mizbeach. Oh, so dom and matir samirei and likarav. That's always a question that you have asked in the past,
yes.
So try to remember this Mishnah,
thank you.
That Eimurim, you stay indoors, and the rest of the carbon is Nisraf, but Eimurim, like regular Eimurim. Ah, so that being the case, the Dam is Matir, the Eimurim, the Karev, on the Mizbeach. Finally, Rav Shimon Eimer, Koshein al Mizbeach, Achitz, and Kishlomim, and Chayom Lemishim Pigel. We had this Rav Shimon earlier on, in Daf Yudalid. Rav Shimon disagrees with the final halacha of Parma Nisrafim, Sirim Nisrafim. Since the whole din of Pigel, we learn from Shlomim, He may ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach shlomav bayoyim hashlishi lo ye ratza lo ye choshev lo ye pigel ye, etc. So that Pasik says, from the Shlomim. So all other kabbanis, hilchos pigel, you learn from a Shlom. Since there's no such thing as a Shlomim lifnim, you only have a Shlom b'chutz in the Azara, like 99% of all other kabbanis, says Reb Shimon, kosheina, mizbeach achitza kishlomim. If you're talking about a korban which is not on the mizbeach achitza, meaning it's one of these parim and esrafim, sirim and esrafim, which are inside the heichal, no, then a pigel in the first place. Why? Because we don't learn it from shlomim, because shlomim is b'chitzayin, and these are all b'pnimi. Good. Jokdimar Amar Ula. Koimetz pigel shehelu al gabi hamizbeach. Paka pigul loy mimenu. He had a koimetz of pigel. What means a koimetz of pigel? The shas, the koyin, went and lifted his three fingers from the carbon mincha. Now he's taken a kmitza. As he's doing it, he says, Rabbi, I can't wait. We're going to eat the Shiori HaMincha tomorrow, 2 days from now. Chutz Lizman. As a result, now the carbon becomes, of course, pigel. What about the koimitz itself? So even the Gemara is not addressing that at the moment, but remember that we said in the Mishnah, the koimitz itself doesn't become pigel. So the Gemara, when it says koimitz pigel, it doesn't mean that if you ate it now, you would go and get karis. It just means a koimitz from a carbon where you are mafagel, b'shas the kmitzel, the marshal, b'shas putting it into the kli, etc. So, koimitz pigel. Shalu al gam mizbeach, and now I put it on the mizbeach. Like your,
from the Sharm,
the actual kmitza itself. The kmitza itself, the three fingers. He said, chutzlis man, we're going to eat chutzlis man. So everybody said, what do you do? That's a terrible thing. You're making me tickle. What do you do? He continued on. He put it, by the way, if he did not continue from that point on.
It's nothing happened. There's no matir, there's no pigle.
It's because we had
kasher,
to make it into full-fledged pigle, even the shiori mincha, you have to go through all the four processes. You have to go through here the kmitza, the putting into the kli, the halacha, and then the haktor on top of the mizbech. So here we're talking about that it's not fully baked pigle yet, in the sense we didn't have the haktor yet. So now he had that kmitza pigle in his three fingers. And he's bringing it on top of the mizbeach, and now as a result of doing that, the rest of the shiur mincha are going to now become officially pigle with a capital P, a capital pay. And if you eat from it, you're really going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay with your life with kores chas shom if did amazing. Says the ula, by putting it on the mizbeach, polka pigulim, and then the pigle now evaporates and leaves that kmitza. What does that mean? I don't know. Rashi says, lekam mefarish, we'll see in a minute what that means. But take it for granted, you put the kmitza on the mizbeach, the pigle that was there previously, that he said, chutz l'zmanai, it goes away. Mm-hmm. And Ula justifies what he was saying.
What is the matir?
Let's talk about that in a moment. So Ula justifies what he was saying based on a kal v'chayim. Madach imachayim, maybe the pigle, madach this kmitza, caused others meaning the shiore amincha to become pigle, who wants when the koshke, shouldn't itself work on itself to make itself into pigle? That's, of course, again, the keneged, the halacha of our Mishnah. But that's not what we're focusing on. The Gemara asks, now, Maika Omar, what Ula says, l'choira, doesn't stick together. Because the first part of what Ula is trying to tell us is that this koyim etzpigol that you put on the mizbeach, no more pigol, goodbye, pogav pigol imenu, should always pigol. And then, I'll prove it to you. Because madach, it can bring pigol onto others, meaning the shiur mincha, it can certainly bring pigol onto itself. That's a reason to say that it's pigul, not that poka pigulay mimenu. My Omar, Ulis is contradicting himself. His halacha is, you put it on the mizbeach, no more pigul. Now, I'll prove it to you with the kal v'chomer. And my kal v'chomer is, avad it's pigul. Something else can become pigul, and certainly this becomes pigul. I don't understand what you're talking about. Hachi kama, pshat is azeh. What the Gemara is saying is, it's a concept similar to gita v'yodi boin ke'echad, meaning a person, chas v'sholom, is giving a get to his wife, masha konse isha kona bala, whatever she's kona, he automatically gets. So if he puts it into her hand, it's as if he never gave it away. It's as if he kept it in his hands all along. So how does it become a get? So that's what the Chazal call get to the other kumyechan. As he's giving the get in her hand at the same moment simultaneously now becomes an independent hand. And now when she receives it, now she's a free woman, so to speak. And she takes that get and it works. So the Gemara is saying over here is very, very similar. The Gemara is saying is, if you're telling me that the Kohen already made this kmitz into pigle by having a chutz l'zmanoi machshava, so l'choira, you have no right to put it on top of the mizbeach. You should go, you're putting pigle on the mizbeach. Fool, get it out of here. But he put it on top of the mizbeach. If you're going to tell me, ain't a miskabel, that this happens to be pigle itself, and therefore is not roy to be brought on the mizbeach, then how can it bring all this lidei pigle? It's like we had the Gemara yesterday, instead of putting dam, it's as if you put on water. So why don't you go and say, instead of putting on kmitza, it's as if you put sand on, or it's as if you put some other Kool-Aid on, just the powder, shizgunish. So therefore, that's what Ula is trying to tell us. He says that at the moment that you're putting this kmitz pigle on the mizbech, don't say to yourself, well, nothing's going to happen, because this is pigle, and therefore it cannot cause the rest of the shiori mincha to become pigle and have a din of karas. No, I'm sorry, you're wrong. When you're putting it at that moment, it is kosher enough to allow her. It's a matter enough to be matter the rest of the carbon. Typically, l'achila, if it was a regular carbon, but since it's a pigle carbon, it's matter the rest of the shiori mincha to become pigle. How could it? This itself is the chafu, it's the chafu. Koimitz a pigul. Oh, poka piguli menu. At the moment that you're putting it on the misbayach, imagine, or halachically, it no longer has a status of pigul at that moment. Why? Because we need it to go and be meratza on the rest of the korban. Katzoyas kosher, kachatzoyas basal. Which is really the same din by every single korban that you're talking about, not a mincha by a zevach, that when you're spritzing the dam. If he previously had in mind b'shas shechita chutzas manoi, so lechayit he shouldn't be doing the zrikas adam. This dam is of a carbon pigol. How can you go and do the zrikas adam? But that's what the Torah tells you. It's not going to become a fully baked pigol unless you do the zrika. But I'm being zodik maya ba'alma, just water, because this is from a tray for carbon. It's pigol. Oh, at the moment that you're putting it on, poka pigulim imenu, this dam has a status of dam, and therefore it can be, quote-unquote, matir, or cause the mefagel, the pigul of the rest of the carbon. And that's what Ulu was saying. Since the Torah requires putting that kemitza on the mizbeach, and macherim mevli de pigul, to make them into pigul, because if you're going to tell me, don't put it on the mizbeach, then you'll never have pigul. The huatzmed loikolchkin, the chavada nevada, it's enough to have the pigul fall off of this kmitza that you're putting on the mizbeach, so that it has the koyach to mefagel the rest of the carton. So hachikom eina miskabel, if you can't put it on the mizbeach, then how does the rest of the carton become pigul? Muzduch zayin, that at the split moment that you're putting it on the mizbeach, poka pigul imenu, it's an acceptable kmitza, and therefore it can cause the rest of it to become pigul.
I would say the opposite, that the hakrova of this illegal, this corrupted, contaminated matir must be pigol. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not mefagol the rest of the korban.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the pigol leaves it, but in fact, at that moment, it must be pigol. Otherwise, the pigol doesn't transact. It doesn't occur.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, why can't you say the opposite, as it were, that it must be pigol? Not that the pigol evaporates, but the pigol strengthens, infused, because that's what brings the pigul quality on the shrine of the korban.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you a question. Whether you go at it from your perspective or the perspective of Ula, what difference does it make? Bottom line is, by taking this kmitz and putting it on top of the mizbeach, the rest of the shiori mincha now become pigul. So whether the reason is like you're saying, because now it's supercharged pigul, and therefore it can be mafagel others, or like Ula saying, there's no pigul on it at that moment, and therefore it's mutalach, that's why it can be mafagel. L'maisa, what's an afkimina?
If it pops off, do you put it back or not?
So that's continuing the gemara. Frankly, when my kamash, what is the chiddush that Ula is trying to bring to the table, or to the mizbeach? Idiencha, you have no mission pigul. If you're telling me that you're not chayiv, if you were to eat from it now, in other words, not only poka pigul imenu, that it causes the rest of the carbon to become pigul. And if a person were to take a spoonful and say, kmitza stuff,
it's baked now.
Well, it depends. Well, it's just on the mizbeach.
Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever. It literally looks good, and I want to taste it, and he puts it in his mouth. So I might have thought that he should go and get curries for that. Oh, so maybe that's what Ula's trying to tell you. Poga pigul imenu, the pigul went away. If that's the case, Hanina, that's our Mishnah. The koimitz, that's our case. For some reason, the Mishnah, the Gemara, repeats two lines of the Mishnah. We could have stopped. But it says, here we bring minchas esachim, that's not the gears in our Mishnah. Here we're doing the sachim of the atzma. Okay, anyway, bottom line, continue. That lechoid is not the chiddush of Ula to tell you that if I eat from that kmitza, I don't get karis. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Elim olo lo yerd, which is what you were alluding to before.
Yeah.
What happens if you put the kmitza now on top of the mizbech, and people say, oh, fe, this happens to be possible, this stuff pigol, but what did you do? And you're chutzas mana, and I heard it, I even have a recording how the koyin screamed out, chutzas mana, bishas kmitza. Im olu, once it's on top of the mizbech, lo yerd, don't take it off. Poka, piguloi mimen. Ah, that's the chiddush of Ula, Tanina. Does the chabefeirish of Mishnah.
Yeah.
Halon, vayoytziv hatomei. Any carbon which became possible, lon, because beyond the zman lina, or yoytze went out of the azor and it was brought back in, or it became tomei. Now, all of these things don't put on the mizbeach. They're all psula. What happens if you had them on the mizbeach? Or shinishchut chutzas manoi, v'chutzim koimai. Oh, that's our pigul case. That you had Amarin, for instance, of a carbon where the coin was mafagel, or by an oila, you put an avorim of a coin that was mafagel, it's, and now it's nispagel because of chutzim manoi or machshava chutzim koyma. Don't put these on. Him only, however, once they went up onto the mizbech, lo yedu, leave it. So if that was the kavana of Ula, the Pakabi Gulai, leave it to Sachamishna, Tanina. The Eladim Yordu.
This is a way to purify the people. You put it back in the Mizbeah.
You know what? That's Gemara's Kasha, the Amid base. Bill, you're really on top of it today. Can I Nahara?
You're burning with coal, with coals.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna see Mechim Yor, very point in the Amid base. So Gemara, the Elah, the Im Yerdu, Yalu. Maybe what Ula was telling us, that what happens if they fell off of the Mizbeach? What do you do with it then? Do you just leave it on the floor or you put them back up? So maybe that's what Ula was telling us, that if you originally had chutz lizman, like pickled stuff on top of the Mizbeach, and then it fell off because as a result of the fire, things spritz, and then some of it fell down to the ground, that Yalu, maybe that's what Ula meant. There's no more pickle, put it back up. We learned that halach as well in the Mishnah, and we learned halach the other way around. Just like if it went on the Mizbeach, leave it, don't take it down. In other words, just the opposite of Ula. So the Lashon HaGemara is interesting. Gemara says, Hanami Tanina, it's really, if that's the case, Meisvei, right. The Mishnah says, Punk Faket. So in fact, there's another Girsa that what Ula was saying was, Veladim Yerdu Loyalu, Hanami Tanina, we have this other Mishnah, Yerdu Loyalu. Anyway, that's the gimel you'll see on the side, and she do it. But getting back to our Gemara, Zotimara, Loy Tzricha Shemoshla Behen Ho'ur. There is a difference between whether they're just on the Mizbeach and they fell off. If they just put on the Mizbeach a minute ago, they're still cold, so to speak, and then there was a wind or whatever, spritz, they fell on the floor, loyal. However, Moshle ben Ur, which means it's already being consumed by the fire. Moshle ben is an interesting Lashon. It's not just singed, just abyssalah. It's not fully consumed, but much of the ur is already taken over. It's already 50% burned or 60% burned. Ah, in such a case, Rashi has an expression, it becomes lach moy shel mizbech. It's as if it's the mizbech's bread and butter. Chasham butter. Chasham, you have a problem. Right? But it becomes part of the food of the mizbech, and even if yardu, yalu, put it up. And that's the chiddush of Ula in Mashtam and Ar. Put it back, because poka pigulim imen. Frank Timur, if that's the chiddush of Nami Amra, Ula chodazimna. Ula already said this. Di Amra Ula. Lo yishan, when do you say that im yerd or yardu? Lo yalu, elishalim Mashtam and Ar. And Mashtam and Ar, if the fire is already consuming it, yalu, put it back up. So why would our Ula have to repeat this twice? Once directly and once based on our Mishnah, the Kamis Pigu Shahelu Paka Bigulai. Look at my mother saying, I would think that the case of Ula there is talking about Hani Mili on 300 days by Eber the Machim the Machbor Chuber. What means Eber the Machuber? You have a regular carbon. Let's look at carbon oiler and carbon oiler. You have these large Avarim that you put on the Mizbeach, and after the fire started consuming some of that Eber. Part of the Aver, unfortunately, fell down to the ground. Yardu, Yalu. Even though it fell to the ground, if it was Moshla Bohen or Ur, said Ula, Yalu, put it back. But that's because of an Aver the Mechuber, that part of the Aver is still on top, part of it is falling down, it's fallen down, but that's one entity. Abakoyimitz the Mifris, Kmitza by definition, if you're talking about pieces of flour, by definition, once you put them down, they're all going to kind of settle. It's not going to remain as one glob, one thing together, and they fall apart. Just like, you know, flour and sugar and sand and things of that nature. So I would think, if some of it is being consumed on the Mizbech, and some of it fell to the ground, leave that on the ground, because it was never one entity together with the koimitz, which is still on the Mizbeach. Eimolai, kamashulnan, that's the chiddush of Ula, that since it was already on the Mizbeach, it has the din of poka pigula mimenu, and if part of it fell to the ground, put it back up in yardu, yeah, but only if mashul ben ur, if it was just put it up a second ago, goodish, but if it's already been up for a few minutes, and the fire is beginning to consume it, and some of the kmitza fell to the ground, put it back on. Now Rav Achoy takes that halach of Ula and he extends it one step further. Not only in a case where you started off that you put the entire kmitza on and then some of it fell off, but says Rabbi Chai Hilchach, Hay koimitz pigul, the palge mochis a'ara, u palge aski amarocha. He had lemoshel a kmitza. Kohen had large fingers. He had lemoshel two kizesim. Half of the kmitza he left bound down below. He didn't put it on the mizbeach. Really, probably in the klisharis down below. And the other half he brought up to the top of the maracha. Umoshel v'or, and the or now is starting to consume that half which is on the maracha. And then somebody remembers, hey, what about that other half, the other kezayis, which is down below, which wasn't put up? Masikna l'kula l'chatchila l'chatchila, tell him, bring it up. It's the pigle. How can I put pigle on the mizbeach? Says Ula, paka pigulim imenu. But it's not one aver. It's mifris. It's split up into different pieces. That's the chedesh of Ula. Nevertheless, put it back. Not only put it back, but put it on the mizbeach.
We have, in this comeback, where I know it's later on the stuff that's holding them, Olo Yerdum.
They need a quorum inside.
They need me.
But as soon as they, then your peace comes back.
I will
try. We need you. Yes.
We had a principle, and we had it already in our Masechta, any psul that happens to a korban inside the Azara, in Yerdu Olu, Olo Yerdu, and it's this psula pigle can only happen in the Azara.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Ula saying something which we have, I think, expressly in the Mishnah later on, which we've already quoted?
Good. So what does the Mishnah say? Back on the Amud Aleph, we had, if it fell to the ground, don't put it back on the Mizbeach.
It's so damaged that even though you would leave it up if it were there, but the Eved, leave it down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Says Ula, that's the Mishnah.
Right.
Says Ula, however, if Moshla ben Ur,
okay,
if part of it is still on the Mizbeach, and it's burning, and it's a brent, and then you yell, and then you put it back.
Okay.
Back to the Gemara, now we have Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, who takes the halacha of Ula, and he expands upon it. And as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to ask Bill's very insightful question from the Amud Aleph. Remember your question from the Amud Aleph? The Gemara is going to ask it. Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan, ha-pigol, v'ha-noiser, v'ha-tomei, she-hel negam mizbeach. Now we're expanding it not only from pigol, but also to noiser and tomei. Hel negam mizbeach, you put it on the mizbeach. Paka isur mehen. The isur is paka, has evaporated. Now what evaporation, what isur are we talking about? So Rashi says the pigol is the same halacha that we had according to Ula, that in Yorad, if it was Moshlem or Yala, and the din of Noisa the Tomei, says Rashi, is that normally if you eat Noisa, or if a person eats a carbon, which is Tomei, you're over an isur. By Noisa, you get a din of Kareis. If you're eating a carbon, not that the person is Tomei, but the carbon is Tomei, then you get an isur lav. What it's telling you is, once it was on the Mizbayach, Paka Isser Mehen, Os Isser, and you're no longer Oiver, you don't get Kareis for the Noiser, and you don't get the Islav on the Tomei. Now this sounds fascinating. And now the Gemara asked the Kasha that Bill posed before. Rav Chizda said to Reb Yitzchak, Mori Dichi, Rashi says that's the Mori Dishmaitza, the person who's repeating the Shtikl Torah. Are you telling me Mizbayach Mikvah Tahara? Mizbayach is like a Mikvah. In other words, he's focusing, of course, on the Tomei case. Until now, we're telling me this carbon is Tomei. You're not allowed to eat from a carbon which is Tomei. But if you went to the Mizbeach, now it's Tohar. As you know, you cannot be metair oichlin and mashkin in a mikvah. If you have an oichlin that became Tomei because it touched a dead sheret, it touched an avela, or whatever, you can't say, okay, I'll go down to the mikvah, put it in the, I won't put in the kelim mikvah, I'm going to put in the oichlin and mashkin mikvah. There is no such thing as an oichlin and mashkin mikvah, because oichlin and mashkin became Tomei, remain Tomei. You cannot be metair than a mikvah. But here you're saying, I have an eitzah for this Tomei. Put it up in the mizbeach, next to the marocha. Poof! It's going to be mikvah tahara. And the same thing as the pigle and the noiser. Anytime I have an iser, if I have a problem with chazer, if I have a problem with chayl, if I have a problem with dam, I have a good idea. Let's put on top of the mizbeach, and it's going to come back with the heksher of the kahanim of the Beis Hamikdash. Now it's tor because it was on top of the mizbeach. I mean, is that logical to go and say that anything which is osir you put on the mizbeach, it's poka iser and mikvah tahara? Reb Zeira, again, shemoshel ben ur. If you just put it on top of the mizbeach, you're absolutely right. However, if the mizbeach is already consuming it, it becomes lach moishel mizbeach. Rashi uses that expression, and there it no longer is pigol noiser v'tamei. Zogt die Gemara Mosav Reb Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Achirim Oimrim, the Tumosei Olav. Now the Gemara is going to have a bit of an extended discussion about a posuk which is somewhat mysterious in its explanation. Where is this for Tumosei Olav? If you have the Torah Ora Shalem, it says in number one, now the question is, this Tumasi Olav, is this referring to the Chayin
or the Gavra?
Right, exactly. The Chefs or the Gavra. Are we talking about the Vishlomim in the Pasi Zevach HaShlom, that became Tamei? Or are we talking about that the person is Tamei? V'nechresa, and then there's a din of Kares. So the halacha is that there's only a din of Kares if the person, the gavra, the koyin, or the balam that are eating from shlam, if they happen to be tameh, that's the lashon apostle. And if she toichel bas shlam, asher lashem, it's masaliyah. Then he is tameh. Then echras achas shom he gets kares. That's halacha lemaisa, the way we do interpret it. The way one could interpret it is what happens if a nefesh she toichel basar. And the Tumasei Olav, and the carbon is Tamei. And then there's a din of Karis. The Maisa, that's not the halacha. If the carbon is Tamei and I am Tohar, it's an Isser Lav, you're not allowed to go and eat from it, but there is no Isser of Karis. How do you know that? Maybe the Tumasei Olav is referring to the Chevtza and not to the Gavra. And as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, there's also a logic to say that it's going on the carbon. What's the logic? Because the beginning of the pasuk is vanefesh asher toichal. Now the word toichal, for all of those of you that are experts in diktuk, is toichal a feminine lashon or is that a masculine lashon? The answer is it's feminine, because if it's masculine, it says vanefesh asher yoichal.
You wouldn't be asking the question either.
Okay, vanefesh asher toichal means nekeva, and the end of the pasuk is v'nirchasu hanefesh ahi. May ameha, that nefesh ahi, lashon he, of course, he is she, right? And it doesn't say may amav, it says may ameha. Ah, so the pasuk begins with a nefesh shetoichal, which is a nekeva lashon. V'nichas nefesh ahi may ameha, again a nekeva lashon. And then it says v'tumasei olav, shouldn't it say v'tumasei aleha? Why did it say v'tumasei olav? Us, and it sounds like we're not talking about the ochel from the carbon, the gavra. It sounds like we're talking about the chavtza. That would be a good way of learning of the pasuk. However, the Gemara is going to conclude based on four separate reasons why we're going to learn that the Tumasei Olav is referring to the gavra and not to the chavtza. So the first one that we're bringing is this Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna. Most of Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Achirim, Oimrim, Achirim, say, who the Achirim? That's Ramei. The Tumasei Olav, Misha Tuma Pirachas Mimenu. It's leaving the person. It's Tumasei Olav on the Gavra. Yatzabotha She'en Tuma Pirachas Mimenu. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is learning that when it says Tumasei Olav, it doesn't say Vahu Tamei or Vahi Tameya. It says Tumasei Olav. Therefore, the Gemara is learning that the Torah is talking about some person or something where there is a temporary Tuma that has enveloped and attached itself to that person or to that food. The Tumasei Olav, there's Tumah there at this time, hovering over him. Merachefes al panei amoyim, there's Tumah on top of him. And therefore the sound of that is, Misha Tumah parachas mimena, but eventually this Tumah is going to fly away. When is this Tumah going to fly away? If the person is a Tomei, the person, the Gavra, what does he have to do? He has to go to the mikvah. He waits until Harif Shemesh, until nightfall, and then the whole Tumah flies away. So the Tumasei Olav means a temporary, transitory Tumah is there now, but it's going to go away. You can never have Tumah leaving the Basar because you can't toivel the Basar inside the mikveh. It's going to remain Tumah forever. So it's a very good pshat, but says the Gemara, based on what we just said now, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that when you have Tumah on top of them is Beach. Then paka isa mihev vim isa hari tuma parachs mimeno al yedeya ur. Just put it on the fire of the mizbeach and let it be mushlehem ur. And presto, here too I can have tuma parachs mimeno. So therefore, your raya lechoira falls away. It's poirachas. The whole raya that you brought that we're talking about the tumas gavra and that tumas chetza lechoira that flies away. Amar Rava, Rava Zanana, when we sing the Tumasei Olav, Mishatuma Parachas Mimenu, we mean Al Yedei Mikvah Kamrinan. That the person goes to the mikvah, then the tumah flies away. Basa, you can't put in the mikvah that the tumah should be brach mimena. Frey to Gemara, me the mikvah ksiv. I'm looking at the language of achirim oinrim. Misha tumah pirachas mimenu. Does it say al yedei mikvah? Just says tumah pirachas mimenu. Okay, you're right, it's not al yedei mikvah. But tumah pirachas mimenu, it flies away. You have to basa that the tumah cannot fly away. The basa the tumah can also fly away. Put on the mizbech. Elom rabbaba kibsar shlom. I'm sorry, bibsar shlom askinan. We're talking about a shlom. What's the din by shlom? That if some, either he is tummy or the carbon is tummy, don't eat from it. I'm trying to figure out, to Masi Lovitz, does that mean that he's tummy or the shlom is tummy? Zoktach le'acherim, we're talking about that he is tummy. Why is he tummy? Because it's tummy perachas imenu. He can leave his tumah behind by going to the mikveh and then Herif Shemesh. But the shlomim cannot leave its tumah behind by going to the top of the mizbeach. Shlomim don't go on the mizbeach. Shlomim
the poser is eaten by the balim.
Exactly. So it's not roi lahakrav, and therefore it doesn't have this special din of Rabbi Yochanan that the tumah perachas mimena. Okay. Zayit. So now we already gave this din of perachas mimena. So the Gemara now is going to go into it a little bit deeper. Ravina Omar. Ravina builds on what we just said of the Acherim. Ravina Omar v'tomosei ola mishatuma perachas mimenu kishuhu shalem. You have to buzzer. The dover she'en tum perachas kishuhu shalem ele kishuhu chaser. What he's saying is, when it says v'tomosei ola, just like the Acherim said, that this tuma temporarily residing in either the person or in the basar, and we're concluding that it's in the person. Why in the person is only temporary? Because he's going to go to the mikveh, and therefore tumah perachas mimenu. The sound of tumase olaf, tumah perachas mimenu, sounds like whatever tumah there is, all that tumah is now going to jump away. 100%, 100% of the tumah that was there, temporary, and then it's going to fly away. That would apply to an individual. He's takatome, goes to the mikveh, now he's totally tar, not even a scintilla of tumah behind. Here, if you're talking about the basar, if you're saying that tumase olav, that the basar is tummy, and you put it on the mizbech, and then the mizbech is going to be metirit, and tumah parachas mimenu, it's not going to be parachas mimenu from that 100%, it's only going to be parachas mimenu from the remaining 90%, 80%, 50%. Why? Because it's only mashla behenu ur. Mashla behenu ur means it's already partially consumed, like 25%, 50%, whatever happens to be. So then, that portion which is already consumed, the tumah won't be parachas mimenu, so shenishda, it doesn't exist anymore.
It's ashes.
Oh, so the tumase olav means that all of the tumah that's there, it's all going to be parachas, but by definition, by the basar, it's never going to be 100%,
right,
only whatever's remaining after the ashes. Okay, good.
Oh, it says mashal ben ur. Shouldn't it be 50% in order for the minority?
I don't know what the mashal means.
Okay.
Well, if you want to say 50% gesundheit, then you're going to say 51%. So it's not 51. If you want a 61, whatever you're going to say, I'm asking. Vuzuk's the brother Shai.
I said machal ben drosai.
Oh, kemachal ben drosai. Very good. Beautiful. How much is that?
One third.
I'm trying to understand here. So
well, before you continue, this is machloikis. Everybody normally says it's one third. It's machloikis between the Rashi and the Rambam, whether it's a third or a half. But please continue on, Brother Shai. Yes, what do you want to understand?
So how do we understand Rabbi Yochanan here with regard to Nosar?
Yes.
What is Paka here?
What happened is... You have a carbon asham lamashal. How long can you eat that carbon asham? Liyoyim v'layla. Right? So if you brought it today on Monday, you can eat it the whole day today, and you can eat it the whole night tonight, except for the gzeira of the Chachamim in the first mission of Masechta Brachos, that you have to eat it until Chatzos. Now what happens if you didn't finish it until Chatzos, and then you said, well, I'm not kidding, I'm not going to violate gzeira Drabanan, and therefore you have some carbon left over for the next morning. And then the next morning, somebody goes and puts it on top of the Mizbeach. So on the surface, it's saying that noisar Paka Isser Mehen, that the Isser now leaves it. However, the Gemara said, we're not talking about a carbon which is eaten, because it's not roi l'hakrav, it's not roi from the Mizbech. So it has to be that type of thing that normally would be roi from the Mizbech. Only need one, or two, three, how many? You need a dozen? He needs all 12 of us, no?
I'll be back.
You'll be back, okay, great. Please come back as soon as possible, because we have a lot of difficulty with the next Gemara. Okay?
I hold by the rush.
You hold by the rush? Okay. Anyway, getting back to what you're saying, it has to be that the mizbeach is quote unquote entire something which is ro'u la mizbeach. So if you had, for instance, a carbon oila, carbon oila you don't eat, as you know, and you have to go and burn it within its time period, which would mean before the next morning.
Right.
What happens if it went beyond the next morning? Then it becomes possible benoiser. Were you to go and eat it, then chas v'shalom, you get karis. What happens if instead of that somebody put it on top of the mizbech and mash lebehen ha or, and then you were to eat it after that, then you wouldn't have the din of eating noiser. Okay? You would have a din probably of me'ila, like Ariel pointed out, since it's kachi kudishim, you have no business eating it. But you wouldn't have a problem of eating noiser because that is poka isurai when you put on the mizbech.
So you can
cleanse all these isurim.
You can launder the isur of noiser.
That's what happens, exactly. If you look at the Rashi, poka isurim mehen. You see Rashi, fourth line from the top of the Yamin. Four lines from the top of the Yamin. All the way in the top, fourth line. Poka isurim mehen. See towards the end of the line? Issa pigal kidam marin. Shem yorad yala. Like we had before. The Issa of Anoisha tell me, nami lohochi poka. Someone who eats from that noiser, kares. Not if it went back on the mizbeach and it was moshel ben ur. From that point on, no din of kares anymore. Okay,
it's a
tremendous chiddush. I agree. That's why he asked him. Mori dichi tima toiv. Explain to me mizbeach mikveh tahara, but only moshel ben ur. Barry wants to say that's 51%. Fine, Zilzana.
That's right. That's why you can have.
Good. Anyway, we're up to Gufa now. And the Gufa is going to go again into the question that we asked earlier when it said the Tomasi Olav, are we talking about the Gavra or the Chafza? Big nafkamina, because you get kares. And in fact, the halacha is that if the Gavra is Tomei and he's eating kachim, which is Tohar, then there's a din of kares. If the Gavra happens to be Tohar and the Korban happens to be Tomei, there's only an Isser Lav, there's no din of kares. Gufa. Oh, we're going to learn Xeri Shava. What does it say, Tomasi Boy? If you look at number two, or Beis on your Torah, or HaShalem, Kol Hanagin, it's a pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, where we talk about the Parah Aduma. Kol Hanagin Meis, Benefesh Odom HaShiyomis, V'Leis Chata. And he goes into the Beis Migdash, as Mishkan Hashem, teammate. V'Nechus HaNefesh Yisrael. Why? They didn't go and spritz on in the Parah Aduma water. Until he gets the benefit of the Hazoah Shlishi Ushvi'i. Now, obviously, we're talking about the person, right? A person who went and touched Chas V'Sholem, a mess. It's a real mess. Exactly. And as long as the Tumah is on him, and he goes into Beis Mikdash, then Menichasa. So I see from that that Tomasi Boy is referring to the Gavra. Just like the Yena Tomasi is Gavra. But Tomasi Olav is also talking about the Gavra. Malahamah Tomasi Guf. Hakosim Medav. Afkamah Tomasi Guf. Hakosim Medav. So that's Raya number one, that Tomasi Olav is referring to the person. Rabbi Yossi Oyman. Hoyl v'nemer kodshim b'loshin rabin. V'nemer tumah b'loshin yochid. Ah, the Pasuk is referring to kodshim b'loshin rabin. And the Tumah, it says, Tumasi Olav, it doesn't say Aleihem. Tumasi Guf, Kasim Medaber. Now what does it mean, Hayu V'nemer Kodshim L'Shem Rab? So Rashi says, we're referring to that same Pasuk number one that we had at the top. V'nefesh Shatoichol Basim Yizavach HaShlomim Mashel HaShem. Shlomim sounds like a Rabim. And then it's V'Tumasi Olav, shouldn't it say V'Tumasim Aleihem? Since it's Tumasi Olav, it's not referring to the Shlomim, it's referring to the Gavra. That Rashi is Abyssal Shver. Why is Abyssal Shver? First of all, when I think of a Karm Shlomim, I don't think of a Rabim. The name of the Shlomim happens to be a Shlomim. Why? Because the Shlomim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shlomim, the Gehanim, Shlomim, the Yisrael.
There's just qualities, not to its numbers.
Exactly. That's number one. Number two, I could easily also say in the Pasuk Nefesh Toichel, Basar Yizevach HaShlomim, the Tumasei Olav, on the Basar, not on the Shlomim. A person were to eat basar, the Tumasi Olav, and that basar happens to be Tomei. So the basar is not, doesn't say psarim or psaros. It says basar, which is Lashon Yachid. So the Chayit Tumasi Olav stims very nicely. So the Rashi's pshat is a bissel shver. Toisus, however, says a beautiful pshat. Now, Chas Hashem, Rashi is always beautiful, but if you look at the top Toisus, the only Toisus, he brings Tumasi Olav, and Nimel Halon, etc. Kach Yisus Akuntris, Vitoris Kahan, these four in the Garsi, Vinimel Halon, is another pasuk. Kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem, el hakodeshim asher yakdish bnei Yisrael Hashem v'tumasi olav v'nichrisa. Ooh, here we're talking about a sheikra b'chol miklat el kachim. We don't mean that he just gets close and he says hi to the kachim. He means he gets so close and he starts eating from the kachim. V'tumase olav. Now, kodeshim, as opposed to kodesh, obviously that's a lashon rabim. So the chayyut should say kodesh yekav kodesharachem el hakodeshim v'tumasim aleihem. But the fact is, tumasim olav obviously showing that the poison, the person was tamei, and not that the kodeshim was tamei. The same thing over here, tumas haguf, and not the tumas kodeshim. So that's the chayyut that stems better with the rabim of the lashon hagemar. Continuing on the word, Rabbi Oimer, I have another raya. The ochal betumas haguf hakosim medaber. Oh, the och betumas haguf. How do I know? What does Rabbi say? Okay, so that we skip another line. You'll see the Gemara say Omer Rav, Omer Ma Rabbi Oimer. We're going to talk about that in another moment. Achirim Oimer, Achirim Omru. This is the same Achirim that we had a few lines ago. Betumas olav mishatuma perachas mimenu. It's a kind of a transitory, temporary tuma. Olav hovering over him, but it's eventually going to disappear when he goes to the mikveh of Shemesh. You got the bafshi tumah rachli menu, then it's going to remain tummy forever. And that's why the Gemara asked the kasher of Yitzhak bar Bisna said, if you're telling me that you put on top of the mizbeach, the isra goes away. It's like a mikveh tar, the tumah rachli menu. That was the discussion we had before. Good. So now we had four separate rayas in terms of the tumasa. And now we're focusing in particular on Rebbe's raya, where Rebbe said the magic words, Rebbe Omer, the ochel betumas haguf hakos medaber. My mashma, where does it say in this pasuk that tumas haguf hakos medaber? Oh, what are you talking about? Amar Rava kol kra tolim mefarish lei Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi v'chol masitza loy mefarish lo Rav Zeiri loy mefarish. So Rava first gives tremendous compliments to Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi and to Rav Zeiri, and he says anytime you have a difficult pasuk, you can look in any sefer you want. You can look even in the holy art scroll Chumash. If you really want to know the emes la mita shel teira, the ask Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. He knows every pasuk klur exactly. V'chol masisel mefarshel Rav Zeiri. Any brayse or any mishnah that you cannot get an explanation, if Rav Zeiri can't explain it, is gunish. You have to ask Rav Zeiri. He is the expert on Mishnayos and Braises. Uh-huh. You call him up. He says, of course, etc., etc. Okay, so these are beautiful compliments, but bottom line is, what's the drasha of Rebbe? Ha'achiyom Rebbe Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Ha'il pasach kosh b'loshin akeva. L'siyim b'loshin akeva. Like we said before, because we talked about ha'nefesh toichal. Toichal is a loshin akeva. And it's a nechsha nefesh ha'himi ha'mer is a loshin akeva. And in the middle of a loshin zacha be'emza, betumas ha'guf ha'kosim medaber. How do we see that?
Follow, right.
If anything, it's the other way around. Yeah. It should be the Tumas Korban, not the Tumas Haguf. So, abyssal, if you will, Ikka Chosim and Asefer. What Rashi says is, we have to go and look at the Pasuk in context, not only this Pasuk alone. Now, where is this Pasuk in context? This Pasuk is in Parshas, the Yikra Zayin,
Sav.
Chof, right? That's Parshas Sav?
Yeah.
Very good. So, Tzav is Ben Yisrael. Let's see in Parshas Sav, Zayin Chof. That's a pasuk that we've been quoting. Now, if you go one pasuk earlier, says Rashi, Now, clearly, what is that talking about? So it means that this tumas basar, right? So it's tumas basar. So maybe the next pasuk is also tumas basar. No. The pasuk breaks. V'habasar kol tohir yoichal basar. Make sure if you're eating from psar kodshim, you make sure that you are tohir when you eat that basar. Why? Because a nefesh toichal basar betumasei olav ve'nechrisa. So we see a very nice progression by putting these two psukim together. Mm-hmm. That the first pasuk that we have not quoted in the Gemara, but Rashi quotes.
It's Tumas Basar.
Tumas Basar. Lo yachol, don't eat from it. If you eat from it, you get over a lav, and you would get
Malkis.
On the other hand, Basar kol toy yachol basar. Make sure that you are toy when you eat the basar, because I never should toy yachol basar with the basar olav, and you ate the olav. Then yerchas will be a din of curtains. That's of curtains, right, exactly. So now, the question that you can ask now is, so what does the Gemara mean now? We start off with the keva, we end in the keva, it's because of the progression of these two psukim. Says Rashi, the reason why the Gemara brings this nekeva, and in the middle,
Zohar.
The Zohar, the reason is because of yet the next pasuk in the Chumash. where there you have the same setup of Nekeva, Nekeva, and Zohar in the middle. Where? The Nefesh Kisiga Bechol Tameh. And Nefesh, a person, Kisiga. The Chari should say Ki Yiga Bechol Tameh. Oh, Kisiga is a Lush in Nekeva. And then what does it say about it? A person, what? Yiga Bechol Tameh, Siga Bechol Tameh. Atumasodam, Peimet Tameh, Chol Shekets Tameh, the Ochal Nibsar Zevach. The Ochal?
Lush in Zohar.
Shouldn't it say the Ochla? Nefesh kisiga, then it should be achla, and then it continues on. Nechus and nefesh ahim me amel,
not ahu,
and me ameha, and not me amel. Oh, so the second pasuk has the exact same structure,
sure.
Starting with nekeva, ending with nekeva, and zachar in the middle. And everybody agrees on that pasuk. We're certainly talking about the tumas adam. How do we know we're talking about adam? Because it said the nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei. The nefesh touched dover tamei. It touched that and adam. An Odom Tomei, a Behemoth Tomei, a Sheketz Tomei, and then he ate, or she ate, Mipsar Zevach HaShlom HaShol HaShem, so we're talking about the Gavra eating. So even though that Pasuk also begins in the cave and ends in the cave, and has Zohar in the middle, don't say that the Zohar is referring to the Korban, it's referring to the Gavra. Similar in our case also, even though the Pasuk begins in the cave, ends in the cave, and Zohar in the middle, it's referring to the Gavra, and not to the Cheftz, and not to the Korban. That's how Rashi explains Rebbe. So this is the way Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Reb Dimi, and you see Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Reb Dimi was a genius to be able to explain the Pesukim so beautifully. But now we get off on a tangent, Gesundheit, since Rav said, and don't forget Rav Zairi, who explains all the Mishnayos and the prices. Maslisa decided we have the following price. Now the price is a little bit, we start off a little bit cloudy and murky, meaning it's not clear what we're referring to, and the Gemara is going to explore that. In Nemru Kalis, Nama Nemru Chamurais. If the Torah refers to Kalis, what does it tell us about the Chamurais? Then Nemru Chamurais, and if it says Chamurais, Lama Nemru Kalis, what does it have to say the Kalis? Now we're not talking about B'chola Torah Kula, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. We're talking about a situation of Tuma, where a person is eating something, where there's a difference between the Kal and between the Chamur. This is still, I know, very cloudy. The Gemara is going to explain momentarily. Zokti Mar, Nochma. Im Nemer Kalis, Lam Nemer Chamuris. Im Nemer Chamuris, Lam Nemer Kalis. I'll tell you why. Because Im Nemer Kalis, if it's a Kalis alone, for Le Chamurais, Hayisi Oima, Le Kalois, is Belav. After all, it's Kal. But, Mal Chamuris, I would say, Bemesa. Le Kach Nemer Chamuris, to tell you that it's not Bemesa. Not, even though it's Chomer, not Bemesa. Vim Nemer Chamuris, Lam Nemer Kalis. When only said the Chamuris, Hayisi Oima, Le Chamuris, Yehei Chayiv. Vala Kalis, maybe a potter, maybe the totally potter. The Kach Nemer Kalis to go and tell you that they're Chayiv. Now the question is, my Kalis, my Chamuris, tell me what's the definition of Kal and Chomer? Eilema, do we mean Kalis is Meiser, meaning Master Sheni? Chamuris is Truma. And what is that? When a person is Tamei, he's not allowed to eat either Master Sheni or eat Truma. If a person goes and he's Tamei, and he eats from Master Sheni, he's over on a lav. If he goes and eats true when he's Tameh, umesivoy kiyachalalu, there's a denamisa bidei shemoy. So those are the kalis for chamurais. Ma kalis are the maser, the chamuris is the true. So if it wouldn't say the chamuris, it would only say the kalis. Hayisi oimer, then I would say that if you're eating truma betuma, you'd get misa. That's what I would say. Pray tomorrow. Hashanami hava misa, not that. I would say that you did the Dover Chomer, you get Misa. That, in fact, that is the Halacha.
Right.
Exactly, so that doesn't make sense. If it would only say Kalis, it wouldn't say Chamurais, I would say, no, the Kalis are allowed. The Chamurais would get Misa. In a Chanami, it is Taka that way, it gets Misa. So that doesn't make sense. Vesu, the Eloi Nemar, if it would only say the Kalis, which are Balav, so, and it wouldn't say the Chamurais, then I would say automatically, well, the Chamurais are probably Misa. How could you say that? If the only thing that Torah told you is the Kalis, and the Kalis only has a din of a lav, then Kol Shkiyah the Chamuris has a din of a lav.
Because you can't expand it more than what source is.
Exactly, that's the din of diet. So the Chayr, that pshat doesn't work. Ela Kalis doesn't mean Mas Sheni and Truma, but rather Kalis means Tumas Sheret, and Chamuris is Tumas Mes. Ooh, so Dai Tumas Sheret, there'll be a lav. Tumas Mes, there would be Misa, Ubamai. What are we talking about? Are we talking about truma, that a person who's tumas sheretz, or he's a tumas mes, and he goes and eats truma, that here there's only a lav, and there's this misa. Even who a misa, if you are tummy, it makes a difference how you become tummy, whether it's because of tumas sheretz, or tumas nevela, or he's a zav, or he's a balkari, whatever, or tumas mes. In all cases, you're eating truma betuma, Then the Torah says, "A mesa v'kichalud is a din of mesa." Besu lekach nemru chamurais. That's why the Torah had to say chamurais to belav ha b'misahi. You're telling me that by the, if it wouldn't be for the chamurais, I would say by the other one, it's only a lav. What do you mean it's only a lav? If you're talking about truma, it's always misa. Makes no difference. Kal chomer in terms of his status of tumor. When it comes to truma, it's always misa. Elamai vi bachilas maser. Skip the parentheses. Bachilas maser. Talking about eating maser. Imlay nemru chamuris. You see, oimal chamuris ben misa. And again, like we said before, if it wouldn't say chamurais, I would say on the chamurais is b'misa. We're learning it. It only says the kalis. What's the kalis? The tumasheretz. And what are you telling me? The the kalis and chamurais, according to this new pshat, is the kalis is referring to tumasheretz.
And
the chamurais is tumasmes. The question is, what are they eating? The original pshat was maybe they're eating truma. It doesn't make sense because it's always chomer, always misa. And why are you talking about that? It's the kal who's eating the tuma, who's the tuma sheretz, and he's eating from maser sheini. And then the chamurais, what's the din? If it wouldn't say it in the Torah, I would go and say that the chomer gets a din of misa. Frey tomorrow, if you're starting off with just the kal tuma sheretz that eats maser, emelin nemer chamurais easy, emelin chamurais misa. How? I mean, tuma sheretz kasia, the only one that. Based on this supposition, this cheshbon is that only the kalas are written. What's it din by a person who's tumas sheretz that eats maser sheni? It's an isalab. There's no isra misa for eating the din of for eating maser sheni b'tumah. So therefore, says Yimar, if it only say kalas, I would say chamureis to have a din of misa. How could I say that? Again, daya lovim din liyos kanan. If it only says in the Torah about the tumas sheretz, where he eats from the maser, he gets a din of a lav. So certainly if he eats when he's at tumas mes, he only gets a lav. I can't jump and say he gets misa. Is a shver. Ziri comes to the scene, like Rava said, we need Ziri. Kalois is tumas sheretz. Chamuris is tumas mes, like we just said. But so how does that answer? If the Torah would tell us only a person became tumas sheretz and is eating either from maser or eating from truma, and it doesn't say tumas mes at all in the Torah, kalos ala kalos belav. Kalos ala kalos means if he has the lighter form of tuma, which is the tumas sheretz, and he's eating the lighter form as eating the maaser sheni, then he gets a lav. And if you're talking about chamurais, meaning that
tumas meis and truma,
then I would say he gets b'misa. And now umida kalis ala chamurais b'misa. Kalis means what happens if he happens to be only tumas sheretz and he's eating the truma. That's also a din of tuma of misa. Then chamurais nami ala kalis b'misa. I would say then
on maaser sheni.
Maaser sheni, because in each case you have one kal and one chomor. In the first case, Medakalis, the Tumas Sheretz, eats the Truma, which is Chomer, gets Misa. So probably the reverse is also true. That when he has Tumas Mes, and he's eating the Kalis, the Maaser Sheni, it's also a Misa. The Kach Nemru Chamuris, that's why the Torah has to spell out both Kalis and Chamuris. It's only Lam and Nishka Misa. So therefore we see the brilliance of Ziri. This we conclude. Have a wonderful day, Zagabe.